are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC, Vic Carucci in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Steeler week, ladies and gentlemen. And to get a very good look at it, the Browns two-minute drill at clevelandbrowns.com, hosted by my man right to my right, Vic Carucci. There's a special rivalry, kind of looking at the history of this Steelers-Brown rivalry, the great rivalry. That's the Browns two-minute drill right now, presented by the Cleveland Clinic, and you can get it at clevelandbrowns.com, which is where you can stay connected to the Browns with the latest news, photos, videos, and more. Visit the website, clevelandbrowns.com, download our mobile app, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, at Browns, and on Instagram, at Official Browns. Eric Metcalf will be joining us live in studio in just a few minutes, but it is Call Your Shot Friday, so let's get back to it. Jack in Cleveland, welcome to CBD. Call Your Shot.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
How you doing, V?
Great, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I got it at 24-14 Browns. Obanaya, Bess, and who am I trying to say?
Oh,
back?
Willis McGahee? Oh, McGahee. No, you wanted Obanaya Best? Yes. You want a receiver?
No, I wanted McGahee.
McGahee, okay.
I'm accusing the turnovers.
Gotcha.
Turnover guys. It's going to come down to turnovers in these weather conditions.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that the turnovers are going to play a big role here. Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger can make mistakes. And to me, in these weather conditions, it's going to come down to, can the Browns continue to contain the running game of the Pittsburgh Steelers, a running game that really has struggled of late, averaging about 2 yards per carry in their last four games. And if they can do that and make them one-dimensional in a bad weather situation, there will be opportunities for turnovers. But on the flip side, as we saw last week in Cincinnati, the Browns need to limit their turnovers, limit their mistakes. Don't have any of those back-breaking turnovers in your own red zone. No punt blocks returned for a touchdown. No fumbles returned for a touchdown. If they play them straight up and don't give any points away, the Browns are looking good.
John, the Browns have to play perfect football. I mean, it's that simple. They can't afford to be average in any way. They can't afford to make mistakes because they're not good enough to overcome them.
They can't give assists. No assists.
And it doesn't work for them. And every time they'll do that, they'll lose. They're just not that good. The rare opportunity where that or the rare circumstance where that happened, where you had Brian Hoyer throw three interceptions at Minnesota and they found a way to win, was somewhat miraculous because he overcame that with three touchdown passes. But that was also
Minnesota. Minnesota is not very good.
And it was Minnesota. And I think almost against any other team, that's going to be lost. Mark in Cleveland's going to join us now. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
Good.
Hey, I'm a diehard Steelers fan in Cleveland.
Okay.
And there's no way the Browns win this game this week.
Why do you say that? What's your rationale? Put aside your fandom and your passion. Talk to me like a football guy right now. Make a football case for it, I'll buy it. But if you're just saying go Steelers, that's not going to work.
No, I was going to just give you the go Steelers.
Okay.
The defense. You look last week they played Detroit, and with a 2 minute drill, and no huddle. Roethlisberger marched down, scored a touchdown to win the game.
Yep.
What's going to happen this week? I mean, there's the weather. The weather's the weather. You know, it's going to happen. It's Cleveland. They're in Pittsburgh. The weather's the same. So I think you can talk about that some other time, but Roethlisberger will march down, go for 400 yards, four TDs, and they'll rush for about 125.
Well, I don't know if anybody's going to do that.
His old hip's not going to work.
Okay. I would caution comparing the Detroit Lions defense that's giving up 297 yards passing per game to the Cleveland Browns pass defense, which is giving up just 222.7 yards per game, which is, by the way, the fourth fewest in the entire National Football League. I don't think they're really comparable pass defenses, especially when you look at what teams have been able to do against the Lions really over the last seven games. I know five straight quarterbacks, six of the last seven, have thrown multiple touchdowns against the Detroit Lions. They are a vulnerable pass defense, and Ben Roethlisberger absolutely took advantage of that, and rightly so. They've been a bad pass defense, a good run defense. The Browns are in the top five in both pass defense, run defense, number one in the NFL in yards per play, and I think you're going to see Ben Roethlisberger have a tougher time throwing for 350-plus yards and four touchdowns against the Browns on Sunday.
Yeah, I think those numbers are kind of generous, but I'll give the caller this much.
They have a better quarterback.
They have a far better quarterback. They have one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and that matchup alone gives the Steelers an edge. There's no doubt about it. On a day when you need something where you're going to find differentiation between these teams, if you start there, you make a compelling case. Does he do quite as well against this defense? We'll see. I mean, we'll see. This defense has also given up some big plays. It doesn't give up as many, as Nathan points out, as the Lions do, and that was a good defense. I think their no-huddle approach worked perfectly against a big defensive front that the Lions have. They're big guys, and making them kind of run and kind of wear them down a little bit was an effective plan. Would that work against the Browns is a question mark. Would it work in the conditions that we might see? Wind swept, and it's more wind than cold, I think, that any player will tell you. We'll get into that with Eric Metcalf, too, to just get it from a player perspective. But I think it's the wind, if that's the big issue, and somewhat the cold. But I look at Ben Roethlisberger as being capable of tearing up pretty much any defense. But does he tear it up enough to win this game? And that's going to be what it comes down to. I think as a Steeler fan, you have reason to have faith in your guy. But yes. I think he faces, and that offense faces, a better challenge in the Browns' defense.
Certainly against the pass. There's no question. And in my opinion, this game, if Ben Roethlisberger is capable of winning this game on his own, but if the conditions are such that it becomes difficult for him to do that, if they can, in fact, neutralize Antonio Brown. Now, obviously, Jericho Cotchery's got 5 touchdowns the last 3 games. Emmanuel Sanders is pretty good. So is Heath Miller. But and the
They're
ground
test
game,
the depth of the Browns secondary.
Of course, and that's what everybody's done. That's the reason why, despite the fact that Joe Hayden's playing, in my opinion, the best cornerback in the NFL, playing the toughest slate of wide receivers this season and giving up just 37 yards per game to them, that's the other reason that the Browns have still allowed 14 passing touchdowns in the last 5 games, because secondary people, Joseph Fouria has 3 touchdowns against them.
Yeah.
You know, we've saw Marlon Brown with 2 touchdowns, Mohamed Sanu, Jermaine Gresham, but they're going to have to run the ball at some point in this game, and I don't think the Steelers can win this game being completely one-dimensional.
There's no doubt. That should be a problem for them. If they are one-dimensional, that's where you're playing right into the Browns' ability to get sacks, to get pressure, to force turnovers, force mistakes. But you talk about some of those secondary guys being effective as pass catchers, and that list is an impressive one.
I mean, they're good.
The Steelers go deep in those areas, and again, that puts the challenge and the pressure on the Browns' secondary to respond.
The head coach, Rob Chudzinski, walks by, gives us a thumbs up in the Dog Bowl.
Just came out, just to give you the scene here, so in our studio, again, which we have glass, we can see pretty much everything around us in the building. The production meeting with the CBS Sports crew, Solomon Wilcots, here for the broadcast of the Browns game on Sunday for CBS. They're conducting with their producer, conducting interviews about 20 feet away from us in a conference room, and players have been in there. Coach Chudzinski just finished up with them and is on his way now to wherever he's going, down the hall, probably another meeting. He's always in a meeting. All right, we're going to have Eric Metcalf with us shortly. He's in studio, and we're going to sit down and go down memory lane with him, get some Steeler memories from him and Browns memories from him.
Maybe you'll even be able to talk to him, 216-578-0850. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Eric Metcalf in studio next. Something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice.